Hey there, Rebecca Osteen here. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of my audio podcast. For more content and resources, check out RebeccaOsteen.com. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to episode number 3 of my audio podcast. Rebecca here, and thanks again for joining me for today's episode. Well, we not only have made it through the first full week of 2016, but myself and over 100,000 other people from around the world just wrapped up an entire week of seeking God through prayer and fasting. Every nation, the worldwide spiritual family that I'm a part of, actually spearheads this corporate time of prayer and fasting every year and designates a specific theme for these times. This year, our theme was called Dare to Believe, which fittingly enough fell right in line with how I believe God has been stirring my heart over the past few months. Personally, God has really been challenging me to not only dream big, but to dream bigger and believe Him for things I would never, ever be able to accomplish on my own and without His divine help. And you know, if I'm honest, this has made me very excited for what's to come in 2016, but also incredibly intimidated by the size and the scope of the things I'm believing for. However, rather than sharing a few of my goals, personal goals for this year and highlighting what I'm believing for, which I'll probably do in a later episode, today I want to give you a behind-the-scenes look at a few things our campus ministry has coming up throughout the spring 2016 semester. Now, just to recap a little of what I shared about myself in episode 1, I have the great privilege of serving as a missionary with a worldwide family of churches and ministries called Every Nation, and specifically focus my efforts towards campus ministry and reaching college students with the gospel, the story and message of Jesus Christ. Now, here in Cincinnati, I've had the opportunity over the past couple of years to help pioneer a citywide Every Nation campus presence that got its start at the University of Cincinnati, but has begun touching other campuses around Metro Cincy and Northern Kentucky. And it has been really difficult, I would say, that what I've been involved in over the past couple of years, and not only pioneering a citywide campus ministry presence, but also simultaneously helping to plant a church, this has probably been the hardest thing I've ever done. But simultaneously, it's also been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done and been a part of as well. And it's just been so cool to see what God's been doing in our midst. And no matter how much we've grown, I can never get over just the stories from people who they were once living one way and now they're living a completely different way. They're going in a completely different direction. They have a completely different mindset. So very, very cool stuff. And even though I'd love to tell you about everything that we have lined up for this upcoming semester, which, by the way, officially kicks off this Monday, January the 11th, I'm going to use today's episode to highlight about 4 to 5 key things that I think you will find an interest in. And one of the things I'm going to try not to do is, in everything I mentioned, say I'm excited for this. So just know up front that the things that I'm highlighting, it doesn't encompass everything that's on our campus calendar, but I do think these are some pretty great opportunities and that present incredible potential as far as impact goes. Now, to make this as easy as possible to follow, I'll go month by month, starting with January and finishing up with April. Now, what I want to highlight for this month, being January, is that we actually have a great opportunity to begin building relationships with businesses and companies here locally around the city. And in doing so, we are partnering with Fifth Third Bank and their Community and Economic Development Division. And we're going to be hosting what they call an Empower You workshop focusing on budgeting and saving. Now, one of the things that I've realized, not only looking at my own life, my own personal experiences as a college student and as a young adult over the past few years since I've graduated from college, but many of you know, probably know that the number of college students going into debt. I mean, not just like little debt, but really, really deep debt because of student loans and other things and consumer debt and so on and so forth. It's really during their college years, they're shooting themselves in the foot financially, and they're not positioning themselves well to really get a good start in life and in their career once they graduate. So we want to do this workshop on budgeting and saving in partnership with Fifth Third to really help change the stereotypical idea and oftentimes reality that college students are broke. And so we want to help that. You know, I look back over my college career and I think it's one of those things that when I think about who I was and different challenges I faced and things I learned when I went through college, I think this would be something that would have been beneficial for me. So even though I may not have had this same opportunity, you know, it's not too late to be able to present it and make it available to someone else. So that's going to be happening on Thursday, January 24th. Again, not the 24th, Thursday, January 21st. And so again, this is going to be our partnership, kind of partnering event with Fifth Third Bank with our Empower You workshop on budgeting and saving. So I'm super excited about that. And of course, you know, we're going to open it up to our core group of students who are involved in our specific campus ministry, but we're also going to open it up to the general campus population. And so I'm interested to see what the response is going to look like and to put feelers out there per se to see how we can help students practically, even as a campus ministry. There are other opportunities on campus that are available, but I'm interested to see this fusion of Christian organization and campus ministry wanting to help these college students specifically in their life skills to develop these things and stuff as practical as financial management and budgeting and saving. So anyway, that's the first thing that I wanted to highlight. Again, that's going to happen Thursday, January 21st. Next month in February, which is something really I've been looking forward to ever since we kicked things off back in August, we are going to have, once again, our annual Every Nation Campus Student Conference, which isn't just going to be like regional locations here in North America, but this is a global thing. I think there will be student conferences in India, in South Africa, in Asia, in the Philippines. And I think this year, 2016, is going to be the very first year that our ministry has student conferences held in Latin America. So very, very cool stuff. But for us here in Cincinnati, where we'll be headed to Nashville, Tennessee, over the weekend of February 26th, 28th, for our annual Every Nation Campus Student Conference. Now, though it went by a different name when I had the opportunity to attend and go to these conferences when I was a college student in 2009 and 2010, you know, these were just, when I look back over the course of my life, these conferences and these moments were really mile markers. And I can see how God really marked me during these times. You know, it wasn't the end-all, be-all, but there were specific things that God did in my life and in my heart during these times. And there's just something about being in an atmosphere, in a conference atmosphere, where you have hungry people, people hungry for truth, people hungry to know the living God, you know, and whereas maybe in the past they've experienced what they could have felt, a dead religion. You know, this really is compelling and dynamic. And for me personally, I can say that these conferences gave me the opportunity and the exposure to the possibility of doing vocational ministry upon graduating from college, which was never on my radar, if I'm absolutely honest. So I'm excited to be able to do this again. This will be our third year that we're bringing students from around Cincinnati to this conference. The first year was 2014, where we brought two students. We brought two students and two staff, including myself. Last year in 2015, we took a group of about 30. And then this year, we're really believing to bring at least 60 people, students and staff and volunteers collectively from around Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky to this conference. Now, just as some additional information with this, you know, of course, with any conference, you know, it's not only a great opportunity, but there's a cost associated with it as well. And so approximately, it's going to cost about $180 to $190 to send one student to this conference. That means a full scholarship that covers their registration, their transportation, their lodging. So again, that's going to be $180 to about $190. Now, if I'm going to put this out there, but if you'd like to give and help us send as many students as possible to this year's conference, please visit and check out enccincinnati.org/give. That's enccincinnati.org/give, and all the directions are laid out for you there. Now, moving ahead, looking at March, this is a really cool, again, I'm trying not to say I'm excited for this because I'm looking forward to all of these things that I'm highlighting today, but we are going to be bringing in not only Every Nation Campus, but multiple other campus ministries and organizations like the Christian Medical and Dental Association, InterVarsity, Crew, HTO, H2O, just to name a few. We are going to be collectively bringing in a New York Times best-selling author, Eric Metaxas, to the University of Cincinnati. This is going to be happening Wednesday, March the 16th, and he's going to be giving a keynote presentation on one of his most recent books called Miracles. It's going to happen about midday, and the venue that has been reserved for this seats up to 800. And so we're believing for that venue to be completely packed out. Just a fun fact, I think one of the unique things about this opportunity isn't just the fact that we're going to be bringing in someone of such a caliber as being a New York Times bestselling author, but this event is going to be the largest collaborative event multiple campus ministries have hosted together at the University of Cincinnati in about 40 to 45 years. So I'm not sure what's going to come out of this. I think just the presentation is going to be great, but I'm interested to see, looking at the collaborative effort of so many multiple campus ministries, I'm interested to see what that kind of impact is going to have on the university community. So stay tuned. That's going to be a lot of fun. So again, that's going to be Wednesday, March the 16th. And also, if you're interested, or if you know of college students in this area particularly, there's going to be a website where people can sign up to get tickets. It's going to be free, but you have to get a ticket because seating is going to be limited. So if you'd like more information about that, feel free to reach out to me and give me a shout, and I will get back to you pronto. And then lastly, looking at April, again, this is something that I'm looking forward to and I'm excited about. But one of the places that we have here in Cincinnati, it's honestly one of my favorite places, but I really think that it is a gift and a true gem for this city, is called the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. This is a museum that really highlights and really sheds light on historical slavery. When we look at the American history through the lens of, through the time frame of 1700s and 1800s. But it also paints a really good picture of the reality of modern day slavery as well. And that though it may not be race-based per se, there are more people enslaved now in this time in human history than there ever has been. And so this museum, the Freedom Center, I mean, this is just gorgeous. Not only is it gorgeous, but I mean, it's powerful. It will impact you and get you to think and even do a little bit of internal inventory and looking at your own life. And I know for me personally, I've been maybe twice, maybe three times. And you one trip just simply isn't enough, but I'm excited to be able to organize a field trip per se. You can never outgrow fun field trips, right? But I'm excited to help organize a field trip for our students, for our college students especially. And it's interesting that even with our local kids, those who grew up in this area who've decided to go on to college here locally, they've never been, as long as they've lived here in this area, they've never been to the Freedom Center, which just amazes me because of how impactful it is. But anyway, we're excited to do that and to organize this field trip happening sometime in April. We're still working to get this date solidified, but as soon as we know what that's going to look like, I will definitely update not only our calendar, but share that information with you all as well. Now, again, if you'd like to check out what else we have lined up for the semester, or simply learn more about some of the things that I've highlighted in today's episode, show notes for this episode for today can be found at RebeccaOsteen.com/podcast. Anytime I do an audio podcast episode, you can always refer back to that, RebeccaOsteen.com/podcast, where you'll find a listing of all of my published episodes as well as show notes, stuff that you can actually read and refer back to and even send along to friends if you'd like. Now, again, in hopes of using this podcast as a way to get to know you as a listener and create opportunities for discussion and open dialogue rather than listening to me talk the entire time, I'd love to hear about what things you are looking forward to and are excited about, as well as if there's any cool projects or initiatives that you'll be working on in the coming months. Now, this can apply to those, if you're a fellow campus worker or someone working in the ministry world, I'd love to hear kind of what you guys have going on. But even if you're someone in the marketplace or a stay-at-home mom, you know, I always love getting to chat with people and getting to hear what not only the dreams that are in people's hearts, but what they're doing tangibly, projects that they're working on. Just love getting to hear what's going on and what people are aiming to do and to accomplish. So again, what things are you looking forward to and are excited about? And do you have any cool projects or initiatives that you'll be working on in the coming months? Once again, feel free to reach out to me online, whether it be through my website or through social media. And for social media, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And in all of those places, you should find me by searching Reba Osteen. Reba Osteen. Now, you may be thinking of this, but before I begin to close and kind of and put another episode in the books, I do want to mention that, you know, one of the things that I realize that can happen as I go through kind of different key things that we're looking forward to campus ministry-wise, things that are on our calendar. You know, well, I think one of the biggest temptations and one of the easiest things that we can do, especially those of us in the ministry world working in vocational ministry and having those particular positions specifically, it's easy to fill a calendar. It's easy to fill a calendar. And in fact, it is a fight to keep margin in a calendar. But back in December, I had the opportunity to go to travel to the Washington, D.C. area for our annual Every Nation Campus North American Staff Summit. And one of the speakers, he's our campus director of ENC in the Philippines, Joseph Bonifacio. One of the things that he talked about and that really, really stuck with me, he talked about discipleship. And in doing so, he related back to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which part of those, you know, part of that verse, it's Jesus speaking to his disciples before, you know, after his resurrection, before he sends to heaven, to the Heavenly Father. But he gives this last charge to his disciples and says, go into all the world, make disciples of all nations. And I think especially in our Western context, especially here in America, we get so focused on the individual. And I think that can bleed into how we view discipleship through our cultural context here specifically, and that yes, we want to start with individual people, but what really hit home for me and what Joseph talked about, what he shared, was that our vision shouldn't just be for individuals. That's a good start. And we never want to bypass reaching individual people. But the vision should be discipling nations. And in doing so, discipling entire campus communities, discipling cities, discipling geographical regions, so on and so forth. What would it look like if you're someone who works in the marketplace? What would it look like if you went in and as a person of faith and as a Christian, as you went in and you wanted to share your faith and see people come to Jesus and see those light bulbs come on and see people's lives change? What if you went in with the hope and with the belief that God wanted your entire workplace, not just the person, not just your coworker beside you in the cubicle next door? So anyway, so I wanted to just put that out there, is that, you know, even for us, as our team has laid out our semester calendar, we've looked at what's coming up. You know, ultimately, the end goal is that all of these things that, you know, some of which I've highlighted today, all these things, the goal isn't just to do these things or to host these opportunities or present these opportunities. The goal is to see people engage with the gospel, to see people get established in biblical foundations, understand Christianity 101. We want to see people equipped to do practical ministry. And then we want to see people empowered to then go and be launched out and to be leaders and catalysts and change makers for the glory of God and for the kingdom of God. Well, that's going to wrap things up for us for today. But thanks again for joining me for this episode of my audio podcast. Until next time, be sure to check out RebeccaOsteen.com for more content and resources that will keep you inspired and help you win at life.